Well, it's good to be here. Appreciate your friendship and appreciate being able to come. And I thank God for you. Amen. Y'all been friend to my ministry, and I appreciate that much. And I'm thankful. It's good to have friends. And you're not going to have too many friends. Amen. And a real friends is hard to come by. And I appreciate anybody that would show friendship. You know, man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And if you're going to have any friends, you're going to have to reach out and be a friend. And you're going to have to learn how to do that. Amen? And I think that this world, as far as this world's concerned, they ought not have any better friend in the world than Christians. And amen? They ought at least, I know you can't go yoke up and hang out. I mean, I can't go sit at a drunkard's table every day and learn their ways. Amen? And you don't go sit and make friends with an angry man. That's what Proverbs said. Amen. Lest you learn his ways. You understand what I'm saying? So I can't go necessarily hang out with them all the time. But I can tell you what, I can live life and I can be a friend to them. And I can be so good to them, amen, they feel like I'm their best friend. Amen? I believe they ought to feel that way. They'll know that somebody loves them and genuinely cares for them. Amen. And not let it be just lip service, not say so, but amen, that they know so. Amen. That way when you say, I love you and I'm praying for you, they can say that they give you the biggest compliment you ever had, that they know you love them. Amen. That they know you love them. And you show them you love them. You know, Brother Donnie Harvey, old preacher, he's an old military guy, right? I mean, just rough old preacher. And he said, he made this statement one time. He said, faith without works is dead theology. Hey, man, that's pretty good. Amen. Oh, Dr. Harvey, praise the Lord. That's a blessing. Faith without works is dead theology. And I know works don't save you or keep you saved. Amen. But I tell you what, it's good evidence that you've been saved. Amen. That's what the world's looking. They're looking at your works. Amen. What are you doing? What are you doing for Christ? Amen. You know, when we get to heaven, now this life's real short. When we get to heaven, that's all that's going to really matter. It's what we've done for Him. Amen? And what we're doing now, what are you doing now? Amen? Are you sitting on your hands? Are you just kind of, I mean, just come church just Sunday morning thing, and I'm getting folks off my back? Or are you living for Christ? There's a vast difference. Amen? I mean, you can get in church and not really be in. You understand what I'm saying? But boy, when you get in, hallelujah. Hey, now when you get all in, amen. I mean, don't just play around, don't splash around, but get all in. Go all out for God. Hey, listen, He's the best thing ever happened to you. Hey, He's merciful to you. Every day you'll find that His mercies are renewed every day. Amen. He's the one who gives you the air you breathe. He gives you the water you drink. He gives you the ability to do anything. Hey, the only reason any of you could get up and sing in the choir this morning is because God has been good to you. Amen. And it was His grace. Amen. I know. Hey, listen, at fine instrument players. Amen. And God's had to give a measure of grace for them to be able to do that. Amen. I know they had to work and be able to do that, but it's by God's grace. Hey, some people, don't matter how much they work, they can't get it. Amen. So if you can sing good, it's because God's been gracious to you. If you can preach good, it's because God's been gracious to you. If you have any ability to do anything, to make money good, to do whatever it is that God's blessed you with talent, it's because God has been gracious to you. And so that don't give us much room to be heady or high-minded, does it? No, it don't. God don't want us to be heady and high-minded. Satan was lifted up in pride. He fell. Amen. He fell from heaven. And he's a self-made devil, if you will. Amen. Let's look in Proverbs this morning. Proverbs. It is good to be here. Praise the Lord. Preacher went down to Savannah. Man, I've drove through Savannah. I've never got to stay much. Them trees and stuff down there. Moss growing off power line. That's a neat place. Amen. And I never did know what Billy Sunday said about it. Amen. Hey, you go down to Chattanooga and get that thought if you're godly. Yeah, amen. Amen. Hey, you don't have to go down to Chattanooga. You go down downtown Athens and get that thought. Amen. And I'm telling you, there's sins abounding everywhere. But you know, I'm glad, thank God, even though there's sin abounding everywhere, amen, where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. Amen. There's enough grace. Oh, Noah, he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Hey, the whole world was in wickedness. Everything was going bad. Amen. But yet, old Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, we can still find grace in the eyes of the Lord today. Amen. And I know the way straight and narrow, hey man, but she's still open. Amen. Amen. Hey, the way might be narrow, amen. Now, it's a narrow road, but she's still open today. Thank God, thank God. But she won't be open much longer. Amen. Amen. You hear that gospel and God's pricked your heart and God's dealt with you about salvation. And that rapture of the church comes and God calls his children away and you've heard and you've been dealt with. Hey, listen, you'll believe the lie of the Antichrist.
Amen.
Amen. Now listen to me. I'm talking to you now. It's a serious thing. Now you need to get in while you know you can. Amen. Because you're not promised tomorrow. Amen. Well, I want to preach this morning on wisdom. You know, you'll find two main characters here in this book of Proverbs. You're going to find, and really in life in general, you're going to find the wise and you're going to find the fool. It's wisdom, the wise man and the foolish man. Amen. And look here in chapter number 2 in verse 1. If you would, let's stand together and we'll honor the reading of God's word. If you're not able, now just sit there and enjoy. I don't want you to hurt yourself, but we do want to honor God's word. And that way, if you fall asleep, I get all the credit. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Proverbs chapter number 2 and verse 1, he said, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and lifted up her voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasure, then thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, and out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly." Amen. And so I want to preach on this wisdom. Now, let's pray and you be seated. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, I sure do love you. This morning you've been so good to us. God, I want to thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace. God, every day we get up, Lord, God, we know that you've been gracious and merciful to us. I do ask that you'd help us not to let us stand by ourselves today, but God, help us stand in the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Let us, Lord, I pray, preach today something that's going to be a help and benefit to your people. God, they've come here, no doubt, looking to be fed from the Word of God. So, Lord, I know that in myself, God, I'm unable. So I'm asking you, please, God, to feed your people. I can only preach one message, Lord, but God, you could preach 1,000 different messages to 1,000 different hearts with what I say. And so I'm asking you, please, God, touch them. God, feed your people. Prick the lost in their heart. God, help them to see their lost condition today. And dear God, I pray that today would be the very day that they'd do the wisest thing they ever could do is accept you as their Savior. And dear God, for what you do, we're going to thank you and praise you, and we're going to glorify you. For it's in Jesus' blessed name we ask these things and pray. Amen. All right, you can go ahead and be seated if you will. And I want to look here at two main characters that you're going to find in Proverbs. Now, first of all, I want to look at the fool for just a minute. Amen? I want to look at the fool and foolish man. And it's easy to be a fool. What do you have to do to be a fool? All you got to do is do nothing. Just keep on floating down the stream. Amen? Like old dead fish, just float on down the stream. Amen. It's foolish not to take and heed the warning that God has given unto you. It's foolish not to come to Christ. Amen. When God sends somebody to tell you, God gives you a preacher, God gives you somebody to witness to you and love you and pray for you. It's foolish just to keep on going and end up lost. Amen. But I'm afraid that's what the world's doing. Amen. They're going on. They've heard it and they've heard it and they've heard it and they want to hear it no more. And they're going on and they're dying as a fool dieth. Amen. And I'll tell you what, they're ending up in a place called the lake of fire. It's where their end's going to be. And hell is not a pleasant place, but it is the end of all fools. Amen. Now, sometimes wise men and women can act like a fool. Amen. You do realize that, right? I mean, you're wise if you've been born again. You're wise if you ever took Jesus Christ as your Savior. But sometimes, if we're not careful, we'll act like a fool. Amen. Now let's just say amen. We've all done it. Amen. And now it might be some of you got halos, but you probably got horns holding them up. Amen. Now you're just probably like old Brother Ricker. Amen. You've got a heavenly treasure and an earthen vessel. Sometimes it's all you can do to get to heaven and beat the earth down. Amen. That's exactly right. Amen. That's why you got to walk with God. Amen. Because, hey, listen, sin abounds everywhere, and there's temptation. It seems like there's never been, or like we've ever known. Amen. It's on every hand. And so it's wise to walk with God. But that fool, amen. See, first of all, about that fool, he's froward. Amen. He's got a bad mouth, for one thing. He speaks foolish things, wicked things, ungodly things. You ever work with somebody how that was froward, amen, and they're barking stuff you don't need to hear all the time, and they're against everything. They're against leadership. They're rebels at their heart, amen, and are always talking bad. See, you can tell a man or a woman by what comes out of their mouth, amen. You're sitting, a lot of times when you come up and you go to witness to somebody, a lot of times I'd want to just open up and witness right off. But I've learned after a little while to sit and listen to them for a little while. If you'll sit and talk to them for a few minutes, they'll tell you exactly what manner of person they are. Amen. Because as soon as they find out you're a Christian, and as soon as they find out I'm a preacher, and then all of a sudden, I mean, that fellow that was blaspheming and telling all the dirty jokes and saying all the wicked, ungodly stuff, all of a sudden he's a Sunday school teacher and a deacon. Amen. Oh, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Amen. You probably met some of them too. I'm sure none of y'all or none of them. But I'm telling you, there's been times that I've seen that. And I mean, they cuss a blue streak and they find out I'm a preacher and then they're saints. I say, oh, too late now, amen. Too late now, friend. Now the abundance of the heart and the mouth speaketh, amen. And if they was saved, amen, they wasn't right with God. They're acting like a fool, amen. Amen. That's exactly right. And I'm not trying to throw stones at them. Amen. Because we're all capable of doing anything you've done for you as a saved person. You're capable of doing anything you've done then. Amen. And I'll tell you what, you can't stay there. Amen. God won't let you. Amen. Hey, some of them he takes home and crowns, and some of them he crowns and takes them on home. Amen. I don't want to be in the latter part. Amen. I want to do right. I want to lead this thing right. Amen. I started off, my life was all wrong. Amen. But hey, I got saved by the good grace of God. Hallelujah. And I got it right. And I want to die right. Amen. It's been the best life I've ever known, living for Jesus. Amen. Hey, listen, he's been good to this old boy, and he's been good to you. Amen. We owe him our entire lives. Amen. Oh, it's reasonable for us to give our bodies a living sacrifice unto him. Amen. That fool, he's a scorner. Amen. Scorner. He scoffs and derides. In Scripture, one who scoffs at religions, its ordinances and teachers, who makes a mock of sin and the judgments and the threatenings against God or of God and against sinners. Amen. Hey, a scoffer's one that he's always mocking. Amen. Yeah, you've seen some of those folks, haven't you? They just mock, make fun of you. Oh, yeah. I mean, you little old girls try to be modest and godly, and they'll make fun of it, call you little granny or something for it. Eh? That's what they do. I know how they are. They make fun of the things of God. Amen. Old Bible thumpers, you ever heard that? Oh, preacher, say that for the church. Hey, they've told me that for. Well, God said go into all the world. Amen. I'd just rather go out and tell it. Amen. Do like them young and sung up here. Just let your light so shine before men. Oh, they'd see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Amen. Hey, I want to let my light so shine that I honor my God. Amen. Hey, listen, you know, the moon's a good type of the church. Amen. Hey, the moon don't have any light of itself, but it reflects the light of the sun. Amen. Hey, listen, we're to reflect the light of Jesus Christ. Amen. They ought to see his light dwelling in us. They ought to see something in us that's to be desired. Amen. That's wise. Amen. But the old fool, he's a scorner. He's simple. Amen. He don't think things through. See, one of the characteristics of a wise man is to really be prudent. You know what prudent is? You know, a prudent man, he looks well to what he's about to lay his hand to. Hey, man, see, wisdom's being able to discern what's right and wrong. Hey, man, prudence, you're putting it in shoe leather. Prudence, you're checking it out. You're looking under the rug. Hey, the simple, they just believe every word that's told them. But I'll tell you what that prudent man does. See, now, I know what Brother Mark preaches is right. I've heard him preach. Amen. And I thank God for it. Amen. But I don't, let me say this. You don't need to trust what Brother Mark or Brother Ricker says. Amen. You need to study to show yourself approved unto God. The prudent man studies himself. Amen. That's right. The prudent study. Hey, listen. And that way when error comes, amen, you know it's error. Is that right? Amen. Amen, Brother Ricker. That's right. Read that Bible. Hide it in your heart. You can't trust your flesh or anybody else's. Don't put your trust in man. Put your trust in the Lord. Amen. The words of God are pure words. Amen. You need to hide them in your heart. Amen. Don't take another man's word for it. Amen. Now, I know you got a good preacher. Praise God. Follow him as he follows Christ. And you need unity. Amen. But I'm telling you, wisdom tells you, prudence tells you, go check it out. Hey, somebody tells you, you go buy a car. Hey, man, yeah, my papa, now he had this old saying. He said, son, don't just go buy a pig in the poke. He said, hey, man, look at that thing. Check it out, amen. One old fella, he said, now, if I'm going to buy me a car, he said, I'm going to look under the hood and kick tires on it anyway, amen. And that's right, you go check it out. Look that thing over well, amen. They tell you all kinds of stories. Well, they'll fabricate anything to you, amen. I mean, if you don't know your jewelry, you better know your jeweler, friend. Yeah. Amen. Are you listening to me? Be prudent and check these things out for yourself. Don't do things blindly and ignorantly. Look for it, amen. See, you young people, you've got people in your life. If you're not careful, they'll catch your ear. And they'll give you all kinds of bad advice, amen. They'll fill your life just like he gave an example in Sunday school, Brother Jeff. He gave an example in Sunday school, and you'll have all these rocks and all these things that's filling your life and flooding your life, and it's taking you farther and farther and farther and farther away from God. When the greatest life you could ever have is what's going to get you and let that light shine. Let that crimson light shine in your heart, amen, and others can see it. Don't cloud your minds with things of this world, amen. Get your mind on God. Be wise and prudent in these matters. Have some discretion about you. Discerning what's right and wrong. Hey, I know the world's famous verse, judge not lest you be. I get so tired of hearing that sometimes. Preacher, you're just judging me. Well, you've got to make judgments in every area of life. How in the world could you pick a good godly wife, amen, that your heart could safely trust in, or you ladies pick a good godly husband that your heart could safely trust in if you don't make some judgments? Amen. How could you pick a church, amen, that you're going to go to and look to for spiritual leadership without making some judgments? You judge everybody, you see, amen, you do it. Yeah. You're making judgments about me right now. Amen.
Come on.
You make judgments, but you've got to make them sound and right, godly judgments. Now, you don't know why I do what I do. Now, when you start telling me, well, Brother Ricker just giving that offering today because, fill in the blank, you have stepped out of bounds. That's an ungodly judgment. God knows the thoughts and intents of my heart. All you know is what you see.
That's right.
Amen. Well, she just got up and sang because she wants to be seen. Well, you don't know that. Amen. That's foolish judging right there, friend. Hey, but you ought to say praise God that got up and sang and glorified God.
Amen.
Amen. Make godly judgments, right judgments. Amen. If you see somebody, amen, and they're telling you something contrary to that Bible, get away from them. Amen. Hey, when they're telling you to do something that you know's right, when they're telling you to do something, don't you tell mom and dad. That's the first thing you ought to do is go tell mom and dad. Amen. Keep this secret. Don't you tell mom and dad. Don't you let pastor know this. And they start whispering and backbiting. Man, first thing you ought to do, I mean, rebuke them sternly. Amen. Get away from them. Get away from them. Get away from them. Hey, man, they're acting as a fool and they're giving you bad judgment. Hey, there's safety in multitude of counsel, but you better get the right counsel.
Amen.
Hey, man, Find you somebody. See, you, some of you young people, you're going to get married. Amen. I got teenagers. Amen. We'll get them married off one of these days. I don't know when, but amen. Me and Mama, we'll go back. I mean, we'll have a whole house to ourselves. I don't know if that'd be good or bad. Amen. Amen. But I want to tell you what. They better be wise in picking who to marry.
That's right.
See, when you pick a wife, you young men, you need to say, now, does she complement or complicate my walk with God? Mm-hmm. Is she going to help my faith or hurt my faith? Mm-hmm. Amen? Is he, hey, is Mr. Romeo, is he real good for me? Is he asking me to do things I ought not do? Amen, amen, preacher. You're telling it right. Hey, if they're complicating your walk with God, get away from them. Go ask your pastor. Brother Mark's got some wisdom. Ain't no doubt about that. I appreciate him. Thank God he's been my friend. But I'll tell you what, when you need some advice, go ask him. Find you a good godly deacon, good godly grandmother, good God, somebody that loves God and lives for God, and you can trust. Hey, go find them and ask, hey, what do you think about so-and-so? What do you think about them for a while? See, and you never go into any relationship. Hey, you never go. Listen to me, young people. I'm trying to help you now. Don't go into any other relationship without the ideal. Have it ended in marriage. Don't. See, what you do is a lot of times you give your heart out. And you get it stepped on and broken. Amen? You put yourself in a bad place and you start off wrong. And you can save a lot of that heartache and hardship if you'll just be wise and prudent. Amen. Make wise decisions. I know I'm running out of time. But hey, listen. I got a lot I want to say in a little time to say it. Turn with me over to the last, well, not the last, this Proverbs chapter number 30. I want to give you four things. Give four things that the Bible said are small, but they're exceeding wise. You want to be exceeding wise, right? Wisdom's a good thing. Y'all with me on that? Wisdom's a good thing. I want to be wise. Solomon was wise. Amen. Now, Solomon had wisdom and discernment. Amen. He knew. He knew how to judge. Now, he wasn't always practically wise. He had 700 wives and 300 concubines. Now, that wasn't practically. You know, amen. That's 1,000 mother-in-laws, by the way. Amen. That's not wise. Amen. That's terrible. I shouldn't have said that. Amen. I'll get in trouble. You ladies, forgive me, please. Amen. Oh, mercy. Lord, help. All right. Proverbs chapter number 30. Now, listen to this, verse 24. He said, there be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. And number one, he said in verse 25, the ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer.
Amen.
The ants. He said, consider that, thou sluggard. Amen. Consider that. You know what they do? They work together. That's the first thing I noticed about an ant. An ant works together. Amen. There's unity with an ant. Amen. There's unity. Not on that, but they're exceeding strong. I mean, they're little, but pound for pound, friend, they're strong. Amen. And they work together. They've got a queen. I know that. Amen. But I'll tell you what. Hey, listen, the queen don't necessarily give the orders. Amen. They willingly work together. They know what to do. It's in them. They know what to do.
Amen.
They work together. Amen. Unity. That's what we'll preach on this morning. I was thinking about preaching on unity. One unit Baptist Church, I'm going to preach on unity. It's floating around in my mind all morning. It jumped in there. And there's some things you're going to have to be in unity about. There's some things that if this church is going to be everything God wants it to be, you're going to have to be in unity and work as one. Now listen, you can exist, hey man, but I'm telling you, until you get together in the same mind and one accord, amen, you'll never be what God wants you to be. And you can do exceeding great things together that you'll never do when you're not walking in unity. Amen. See, if one man had to bear the load, he ain't going to make it. One lady, hey, listen, if you've got one lady cleaning the church all the time, she's the only one cleans the church, hey, man, you know, she might need some help. Hey, man, she might need some volunteer. You understand what I'm saying? Hey, if you got one person that's got to do everything and do all the maintenance and amen, hey, listen, if you only got one, if preacher's only one can change a light bulb, amen, he might need some help sometime. If you see something wrong, fix it, amen. You know what to do. You've been, you got homes. You lay tidings of God home. Say, man, you see trash, pick it up.
Amen.
Hey, man, get your cracker papers out of the pew when you leave. Amen. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? Hey, help one another. Don't put everything on one. Hey, don't let all the giving be on one or two. Amen. Everybody. Hey, God set a tithe. Amen. Everybody pays their tithes. Hey, the church will have what it needs to operate right. Hey, you understand what I'm saying? If everybody gives to missions, I don't know how you do your missions. That's, it ain't none of my business. It's your church business. But I'm just saying, if everybody does their part. Hey, man, see, if you get just one person picking up, I mean, listen, if you're just going to pick me up. Now, they said a 300-pound man in the Bible, one old preacher said, that was called a goodly man. Amen. Well, you're looking at a goodly man. Amen. Now, if Brother Latham tried to pick me up by himself, he's probably going to have a backache. Amen. But if you get about 8 or 10 of you men and help him, y'all probably throw me, I mean, y'all could pick me up and throw me out the door if you wanted to. You know why? Because you work together. See, one alone is not that strong. I used an example one time. I was preaching on unity, and I got me some pencils, number two pencils. You got a number two pencil. You've been to school. You know how, and you can just snap one of them things. Now, I got the biggest, strongest guy in the church over at Victory, and that's having to be the pastor's son. He benched nearly 400 pounds. I mean, he had muscles upon muscles. I mean, he had muscles popping out on his neck. Veins pop out on his forehead. I mean, he's almost as buff as I am. I mean. That's terrible. I ought not lie behind the pulpit. It's terrible. But I mean, he's a big old tough guy. And you're talking about competitive now. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Greg's competitive. And I got him. I said, all right, Greg, can I use you? I said, I'm going to use you as the type of the devil. And I said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I said, I got some pencils here, and I want you to break some pencils. I talked to him before church. He said, yeah, I'll do it. So I got out one number two pencils, and I got him looking at me, and he that thing splintered everywhere. And then I had a little bundle of tin. Splinters everywhere. It was like nothing. Got him, I think it was maybe 25 pencils in a bundle. And then they just exploded. I was like, man, I didn't think it's going to get them because I tried it myself. 25 wasn't working for Brother Rick. Hey, man, it wasn't working at all. But, I mean, I thought he was going to bust a vessel, but, he broke them. I was like, oh. Then I had a big old bundle. It's 30 or 40 pencils in one bundle. I had them rubber band together. I'm talking about he got down there. I said, get him, devil. He's a barking. He's a bullying. There's veins popping out everywhere. He's almost drowning, and he's turning red and blood facing. And he just, hard as he tried, he couldn't do it. And it made it, he said, I'm gonna practice that at home, he said. But you know, just one by itself for 10, but the more you got in unity together, and the more, see, a threefold cord's not easily broken. And man, you got all them pencils together, and as hard and as strong as he was, he couldn't break them because it was banded together. And the more you come in unity, the harder it's going to be, amen, to break this church. You can do great things. And you don't have to have a large number, per se. But you can have a ministry that reaches all the way around the world here just because everybody bands together. How many people in McMinn County and Meigs County and Monroe County and maybe Polk County could be rich because of this church if everybody banded together. You've got young people here. I didn't have young people up in West Virginia, but as many times I long just to hear a baby cry. I know sometimes a baby cry can be wearisome to you. Hey, but just enjoy it. Thank God that means you've got another generation coming on. Amen. Hallelujah! You got them coming on. You've got a good mix. And while you're young, see, you got some of these elder brothers and sisters in Christ, they're not able to do like you can do. Amen. Be wise. Make wise decisions. See, you could be unwise if you wanted to. You could. Amen. You could be unwise and make foolish decisions. See, if you choose to be unwise with your money while you're young, you're probably going to die broke. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? If you choose... Hey, let's get it down. I mean, you choose to smoke cigarettes, you're liable to get cancer. You choose to, I mean, you understand what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be mean to you. I used to smoke 2 or 3 packs a day. Hey, man, I know what you're talking about. And see, but young people, I'm telling you, I'm trying to help you. Don't make foolish decisions while you're young. Hey, man, if you choose to overeat today, hey, man, this is going to hit Brother Ricker. I'm choosing to be fat tomorrow. You understand what I'm saying? When I make unwise decisions today, what I'm doing is I'm investing in my future. But at the same token, flip that thing over. And when you make wise decisions today, hey, man, you know what building wealth is in the financial realm? It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's something that you do constantly. And if you the earlier you start at it, the better it goes. And then when you're older, and if you made wise decisions when you're young, you might not have to worry about having to have insurance. You might not have to worry about having to, you understand what I'm saying? Be wise, make wise decisions. When you choose to be foolish and do silly stuff today, you're choosing to be broke tomorrow. Hey, when you choose to get in big debt and large debt, you're choosing to put yourself in bondage.
Amen.
And what I'm saying, if you be wise today, if you be wise, the wisest thing you can do is invest in the gospel. See, if you be wise with your money early in life and all your life, then when you can be outrageously generous when you get older. And all along the way, you understand what I'm saying? You can, it ain't only going to help later in life, it's going to help the now. And it's character. It's your character. And it helps in every area of life. Physically, financially, mentally, spiritually. If I choose to be carnal today, hey man, if I choose to be carnal on Monday through Friday or Saturday, then I'm choosing to have carnal services on Sunday. If you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap corruption. But if you'll sow to the Spirit, hey man, you'll reap those spiritual things. You'll reap the benefits. What better thing could you do besides win your neighbor, your mom, your family, your loved ones to God? When you get to heaven, you'll be so glad that you did. You understand what I'm saying? Be wise while you can. Ecclesiastes said, serve God in your youth. Amen? Serve God. Now, I misquoted that. Let me get back here and read it verbatim. It ain't far off. Amen? Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. And he gives an example, and he's telling, read that, he's telling about growing old. When your grinders are few, what's he talking about? Your teeth. When your light goes dim, your eyes. Hey, listen, I'm learning as my chin gets whiter and my hairs get fewer. Hey, man, I'm learning my eyes ain't as good as they used to be.
Amen.
Hey, man, used to I could run a 3-mile run. I couldn't run 30 feet.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? And small things become burden. The older you get, hey, things become burdensome to you. Small things, little things that you never even think about. You understand what I'm saying? Serve God while you're strong. You're young, man, full of energy. Don't get to the end of life's journey and have a lifetime of regrets. Get to the end and make some memories and wise choices and something that you can be proud of and glad that you did. Live for God. Give Him all your heart. Amen. Don't let it get cluttered like He was talking about, with life full of clutter and rocks and you can't even see God in you. Amen. Be wise. Let's pray. I want to talk to, as we pray, Lord, help our people. Help the people today, God. Make a wise decision. And there may be some here, Lord, that just don't know you. They've never made the wisest decision that they could ever make, is making Jesus Christ Lord of their life, making Him their Savior and King. Lord, I pray that you'd please deal with them today. Help them to see, God, that they need you more than anything. God, if they're lost and undone without you today, Lord, they need help. They need you. God in their life. They're not going to make it to heaven without you. They're going to end up in a lake of fire. And God, they're going to have regrets for all of eternity, Lord, if you don't save them. And I pray, God, I'm asking you, be merciful. Pass by their way. Help them, God, to see their need. Lord, for what you do, God, we're going to thank you. I pray, God, for those that may have been making bad decisions. Lord, we've all made them. God, be merciful to them today. Help them, Lord. God, know that they can come to you. They've got an advocate with the Father. Lord, they could come and just confess their sin unto you. Lord, get on the right path. Maybe there's some, Lord, they're just drifting along and half-hearted and halfway in. God, they need to give you all their heart and all their life. Help them, Lord, today to do right. Help them, Lord, today to make up their mind, God, that they're going to live for you far above anything else. And dear God, for what you do, we're going to praise you and thank you. I ask that you bless this invitation time now. In Jesus' name, amen.